At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1500.
Woot woot!
And that's all the special stuff that's going to happen this episode, so.
Woot woot. That was a horrible woot woot.
It was, but, you know.
Yeah, that's how it
rolled. He tried.
Terrible.
He only had 1,499 episodes to rehearse. All right, we got more revenge stories. When I was fired at a large financial services organization, the head of HR essentially told me to clean out my desk and leave. I was a participant in a number of executive compensation programs, and no provision was made to give me some or any of that money. I knew others had been treated differently when they were terminated. I called my former boss, the ex-company president, who had been fired 2 weeks earlier, and asked him what he thought that I should do. He said, call the guys in the field. The field loves you. And that was around 10 a.m. So I called every senior salesperson that I knew, and I asked them to call the CEO on my behalf. All I asked was that I be treated fairly. At 2 p.m., the head of HR called me to say that the CEO had gotten the message and my little campaign worked. I could call off my dogs. I negotiated an equitable severance package and a transition job within the organization.
Well, good.
I get by with a little help from my friends. And that was Jody Beth who sent that message.
That's really cool. It's not good to know you have somebody to back you up.
It is. That's what happens when you treat people well.
Yeah. It didn't work for me one time, so just saying. And I'm still bitter over it.
No.
Yep.
This one said, I had just gotten out of the Army. I went to work for a guy who was a real creep. He had been married 4 times and had inappropriate photographs of all of his ex-wives, which he was always trying to show me to prove what a stud he was. I knew where he kept the envelope he stashed them in. And when I quit, I got the perfect revenge. I burned all the pictures and put the ashes back in the envelope with a goodbye note from me. I thought that if he was stupid, crooked, and a creep, he deserved it. Have had my own business with 60-plus employees for 40-plus years now. I owe it to him for getting me started.
Hmm.
That's Mervin Perkins. Who the hell's named Mervin?
I don't know.
I wonder if Merv Griffith, if his real name was Mervin.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
This one says, I was fired from a sporting goods company for not fitting in. I was fired by the VP of the technology, and my manager was the one who brought me to his office. She didn't say a word to me. Anyway, a few years later, the jellyfish manager I had was at a conference where I was the keynote speaker. I was actually in the middle of telling the story of how I was fired, and that got me the right to call myself seasoned on my resume. I am explaining the whole experience minus names. And I look out into the audience, and there she is, sliding down in her chair. It was classic.
Oh my goodness! I like that seasoned. I like that.
Yeah.
I've been seasoned. Yeah. I don't feel so bad now.
This one said, "I had a family of 3 brothers as bosses. They inherited the business, and really were unfamiliar with how to run a ladies' boutique. They fired me without a cause." I was the top salesperson, and they had to pay for my expertise and added commissions and bonuses. I was making too much money, according to them. I left, I got a job at the local competitor, and I sent them a nasty gift. 100 pounds of bagged cow manure delivered to each of their doors. It sure felt good. Her name was Bettina. Oddly enough, I've never heard of anybody named Bettina until last night. And then it comes up again.
Oh, what's weird?
Yeah, the 6 foot Undershaw is watching. Mm-hmm. Kathy, what's her name, is on there from Misery.
Oh, Kathy Bateman?
Kathy Bateman. She's on there, and her character's name is Bettina.
I'll be dang.
I'd never heard that before. Now I've heard it twice in 24 hours.
Look at you. It's a beautiful day. Hey, hey, hey.
Tracy, that goes into the other day. I was having to look back through old episodes and fix some things for the new platform that we're on. And the story that I was working on was Mortimer Abbey. Mortimer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at the same time, and I showed you this, I was playing a YouTube video in the background. And at the same time that I'm editing that video, they mentioned somebody who, I don't know, they were from another country. They were a politician or an ambassador or something. But anyway, his name was Mortimer. What's the odds that I'm working on an episode called Mortimer and just something random the background says Mortimer?
That happens to you all the time.
It was just a basic news story. Had nothing to do with anything. But yeah. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. And yeah, things like that do happen all the time with me. But that is probably the most unique to be looking at. I mean, what's the odds of hearing Mortimer anywhere on a regular news? And it just happened to be well at the same time that I was doing that. So
you're a freak.
Anyways, that wraps it up, guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1501 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What's going on, everybody?
So we're going to finish up this week with more of these people getting revenge.
Revenge.
I said, I worked for a small airline in the 1980s. My pay was about $800 a month, and I was paid once a month. I got a call during a 14-hour workday and was told that they were closing, and to finish out my state run and bring the plane back to the hangar in a different city. I was to pick up my check taped on the hangar door. After taxes, it was $712.
Taxes? What are taxes?
Taxes. Oh, must be nice to be perfect like you.
You just don't even know.
After taxes, it was $712. I got a taxi and went to the bank. I went in and tried to cash my check. They told me that the account did not have enough to cover my check. The bank teller asked me if I had $20. I did, and she deposited in the account, and I got $712 in cash. He had to deposit $20 of his own money just to be able to cash a check, which is still a fair deal, considering
He
wouldn't have got anything. The next night, the owner called me screaming about the paycheck. I just said, "Now, John, you wouldn't write me a bad check, would you?" So he said yes. No, he didn't say nothing. That was from Frank Vaughn. So basically, he tried to write the guy a bad check knowing it wouldn't go through. So he thought he would at least have that $700 in his account. And when he put the other 20 was able to withdraw everything from the account.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money for somebody that flies a plane.
No, especially
$800 a month.
Especially in the 80s.
Oh, was this in the 80s?
Yeah, this was in the 80s. Still.
Well, still not very good.
No. $200 a week. This one says, I was fired from a small law firm. The separation was nasty. The owner had locked change and had a building security walk me out. I opened my own office, and within a few months, the legal affairs manager for my former employer's biggest client was on the phone with me, sputtering with rage. He had finally had enough of the overbilling and poor service. The client shifted its business to me. Whenever I encountered my former boss in the courthouse or on the street, His enraged expression was a pleasure to behold.
Mm.
Payback is such a guilty pleasure. That's from J. Moses.
That's the worst feeling to get walked out. Now, I've been walked out, but that was because I was quitting at Amazon.
Oh.
You know, they walk you out because they don't make sure you don't take nothing with you.
Right.
But that's right when we were getting ready to move to Virgin Islands, so.
I've never been walked out anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes you feel bad, but that day was not a bad thing, so. Right.
Yeah, if I was quitting and getting walked out, I'd probably be like devil horns up to everybody. All right, out, I'm out, mm-hmm. I'm out. Peace out, bitches.
Yeah.
I was working as a case manager for a national company with a remote digital presence, but no brick and mortar offices in our state. Another local nurse wanted my position and started planting weevils in ears up the chain of command. Long story short, she was committing a bunch of tomfoolery and blaming it on me without my knowledge at the time. She got my position, but was fired within 3 months because she was caught committing aforementioned tomfoolery, partially because her accusations caused a state-level investigation and an audit.
Man, oh man.
This cleared me and cost her her job. Brilliant planning on her part. Fast forward 2 years, and she applies for a job at another local facility, one that I just happened to be the associate clinical director for. She's been on a suspended license with remediation and stipulations after reactivation and basically being unable to work for 2 years. She walked into the interview, saw me sitting behind a desk, whispered, "Oh no," and just ran out of the building. I didn't have to say a word.
Mm.
Les Pearson. Last one. A relative of mine came to Canada. He started working in a restaurant that paid him $8 an hour when the minimum wage was $14 an hour. He worked there for 2 years before they fired him for no reason. When they dismissed him from work, they still owed him nearly 2 months of pay. The restaurant owner started toying with him for months and wouldn't pay his money. When I heard about it, I knew just what to do. I filed a case with the labor board and got him his payment for the 2 years at the lawful minimum wage, which was around $10,000.
Oh my gosh.
A few months later, the restaurant closed down. I heard the restaurant partners had a bad fight over that money since no one wanted to take responsibility for the loss. Also, two other workers filed labor disputes against the restaurant as well, so they all got their money. They very much deserved that fate. That was from Sayyid Rashid.
Mm.
So,
man, oh man, people are shady as hell.
You know what they say, revenge is a dish served best cold. Or best served cold.
I guess so.
And it's a restaurant. See what I did there?
I did. Yeah.
Anyways. All right, we love you guys.
Bye.
Hey guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.